Hey there, lifestyle, clothing optional thrill seekers. Ed and Phoebe here, and we've got a spicy announcement.
Brace yourselves for Libertine Events 2024, the ultimate takeover experience, and it's gonna be wild.
Find your tribe with Libertine Events, where you have access to private group chats, host-run seminars, and event surprises around every corner.
Dive into the sultry world of Miami Vices this May, but hurry quick. It's already 70% sold out.
You don't want to miss this opportunity to hang out with hosts like We've Got a Thing, Casual Swingers, Hump Day Quickies, and Expansive Connection, along with the driving force behind the whole event, Wanderlust Swingers.
Save the dates in October because Libertine Events is bringing the heat to San Antonio with Senses 2024. We'll be there, as well as Average Swingers, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, Casual Swingers, Expansive Connection, DJ Life of Spice, and of course, Wanderlust Swingers.
Be sure to use promo code SWINGERU, SWINGERU, when you purchase your tickets to spice up your experience and support Swinger University. Once again, that's promo code SWINGERU. SWINGERU at checkout.
Get your tickets by clicking on the link in the show notes or visiting swingeruniversity.com/libertine.
You've heard about swinger cruises, but you're not sure if you're ready. Well, we've got some great tips for you about why Bliss cruises are so much fun and so amazing, and why you probably want to consider going.
One of the things you really want to do is get there a day early. Cruises always recommend that. You never want to have a flight that's late or whatever. Some sort of kerfuffle that happens. You want to get there early. It gives you a chance to meet people before the cruise, to connect with them. There's always pre-parties or little gatherings and meet and greets before. I highly advise doing so. Plus, you also get to see the city, some of the nightlife in an area that maybe you've never been before. Maybe you've never been to Florida, which is where most of the cruises take off from. I would highly recommend Miami. We had an amazing time in Miami, didn't we?
Absolutely. Great scene, great music, amazing food, great cocktails, and the people there are beautiful and a lot of fun.
And specifically, the town we went into was a Little Havana. Little Havana. So much fun. I do recommend going there.
Yes.
If you're in, Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
We took an Uber to Miami to get there. It really wasn't that pricey. And had dinner and spent the evening out. It was great.
Worth the trip.
Yeah, definitely worth the trip.
The adventure out for the evening.
But don't stay up too late because
you don't want to miss
the boat. And you will have a boarding time. Hopefully you will get an early boarding time. I believe you can select that specifically when they send out the email notice. Get there early because stuff starts happening, right? You get to be in the pool. Here's a hot tip. Pack your bathing suit in a little to-go bag or backpack because all your luggage is getting loaded ahead of time. You don't have access to that. So when you get on the ship, after you sign up for your classes, which we're going to get into in a second, you want to head to the pool, get on your bathing suit, and start relaxing. Get those drinks on. Start having those amazing conversations.
Boarding the boat's usually pretty simple. You give them your paperwork. They check to see that you're on the list. And you walk the plank to get up there. And you get to hang out on the ship while you wait for all the rest of the people to come on board. So you get to meet people, have great conversations, and kind of start your vacation right then and there.
Plus, you get pictures. They always take your photos. And I would definitely recommend buying the photos that they take of you because they're professional and they look really good. We always buy the photos. We just buy all of them because we get the electronic version and we can do whatever we want with them. Print them, share them on social media, however we want. whatever we want to do with them.
We may have actually used them as our profile picture for the Swinger University for a number of times.
So let's talk about the classes that they want to sign up for immediately boarding the boat.
So once you get on board, look for wherever they're signing up for the classes. So during the week, there are professional classes that are offered. They're a little extra. They don't come necessarily included. There are some classes that are free, but there are extra classes. They fill up fast. Last cruise we were on, they sold out within hours of people boarding the ship.
Now, the reason you want to get an early boarding time so you get on there faster so that you get the class that you want. There is a good friend of ours, Dr. Stephanie, who has been doing classes on Bliss Cruises for a few years now.
Yes.
She always does one, Pleasuring the Pearl and Pleasuring the the penis. Can we say that? And they're really great classes. There are other classes by other sex educators that you will love, and they're always, always worth the price.
And the good news is, before you even get on the ship, you don't have to guess what they're going to be there. You'll get a preview of what all of the courses are right. In a little flyer, basically a booklet, that covers most of the activities that are going to be on the ship all week long. So you get to pick things ahead of time.
And you get to see what the entertainment is going to be on while you're there. So don't they have entertainment every single night?
There's pretty much some form of entertainment every single night. There's usually a comedian. There's always a band or a musician during the week.
Malcolm.
There's entertains. Some staff people that do some great, very humorous stuff. And there's other things that happen throughout the week.
Acrobatic type.
It kind of depends on the ship. Depends on what's in season.
Burlesque was one of them.
There was a burlesque show this last time. So there's always something going on each night. And it's not always the same thing. It kind of changes up, which is great.
Yeah.
This isn't much different from an entertainment standpoint than a normal cruise.
Right.
Although the comedians get to pull out the jokes that they can't tell in vanilla society, which is freaking great because these guys have so much fun because they get to just open up about everything. It's phenomenal.
And while you can't be nude everywhere on the ship, you get to wear clothing that's very, very risque. So the women get to pull out all their very sexy dresses. You get to go to dinner and to the shows wearing see-through clothing or practically nothing at all. The only thing they ask is that you, if you don't happen to be wearing panties and your dress is really short, just put down a napkin on the chair. And we've seen a few ladies do that when they were in the restaurants.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. You will love it.
Speaking of fancy dresses, each night, there's usually a theme. Your level of participation with the theme can vary. You don't necessarily have to go all out and bring four extra suitcases in order to do some elaborate
costuming. But a lot of people do.
But you can bring stuff that really kind of peacocks for you. You get to show off a little bit and draw some attention, which is really fun on a swinger cruise because people come up to you and they'll start a conversation if your costume is super cool.
Yes.
So the theme nights offer a fantastic opportunity to, well, get some attention.
And a lot of these interactions happen in the elevator.
Yeah, that too.
Because it's a more intimate space. People are coming on. And as you see them, you're like, oh my goodness, your costume is amazing, or you look great in that. Again, it's another fun way to start a conversation. I highly recommend the elevators. We've met a lot of nice people in the elevators.
Yeah, dinner time also. Wandering around the ship, especially later in the evening when the costumes start coming out, you get to see people wandering around. And if you like a costume, go up and talk to that person because it's a great segue, in to be able to have that conversation with the hot couple that you've been eyeing for a while.
Let's talk about the general dining and the benefits of going at certain times and why it's fun to do that because of who you meet.
The ship is filled with restaurants. There's all kinds of amazing places to eat. There's the main dining room, which is usually a 2 or 3 course meal. They usually got a salad and a main course, etc. It's very nice. It's semi-formal. You don't have to dress all the way up, but most people dress a little bit nicely. So an evening dress or little black dress, something like that. And men wear a nice shirt, button-down shirt. The rest of the restaurants are either the buffet or individual themed restaurants. So there'll be, there's almost always a sushi bar.
Yep.
There's some kind of a barbecue place. Yep. There's usually a taco bar. Mm-hmm. There's a variety of food and
steakhouse. Something,
something for just about everybody. Some of the restaurants are an upcharge, but the main dining room isn't. And it's a great place to sit down at a table with people you've never met and start conversations and really get to know people. And it's a little bit like gambling. You never know who you're going to sit down with.
Right.
But a lot of times it pays off.
Right. Sometimes too, we've done both. We've done the random sit down with whomever's being seated at the time, or we'll meet people in the elevator or at the pool, and we'll coordinate a time where we'll go down and we'll choose to sit with those individuals at a table. So at least we get to spend time with them and we know somebody at the table. The tables are massive. So sometimes it's nice to have at least one person that you know other than your significant other.
And if you're going with a crew, if you're going with a group of people from your area or you've pre-connected with people over the internet before you go, that's also a great opportunity to sit with that group of people and spend some time over a meal and really have some amazing conversations.
Yes. All right, let's talk about the ports that they go to and some of these excursions. Just like any other cruise, once again, you have excursions that you can go on, which you can sign up for ahead of time. And I would recommend those. I would recommend also signing up for them through the cruise ship. Why is that?
Ideally, you go on the excursions that are part of the cruise brochure and the recommended cruise packages. They vetted these excursions ahead of time. You can trust them. And you have a higher likelihood of success and not getting ripped off. Now, we've done excursions not through the cruise. We've just kind of gone and rented things in town, and we've been okay.
Right.
But your chances of success are greatly improved if you go with the ones that are actually recommended by the cruise ship. So right. I would say stick with those.
The other important item is those excursions know when the ship leaves. So they have it timed just right. They're responsible for getting you back to the ship on time, whereas the other excursions don't.
On one of the trips, we wanted to do something that we'd never done before. Phoebe was stretching her limits quite a bit by doing this, and I had never done it, so I didn't know how I was going to react, but we tried scuba diving. Ideally, you get your certification ahead of time, and scuba is a different experience. We kind of did it the scary way, where they just...
Bam!
they just throw the tank on your back, basically, and 15 minutes of training, and then they send you into the water.
Yeah.
It's a little scary. So ideally do some scuba ahead of time, but I had a great time.
He had a great time. I had a breakdown.
Phoebe had a breakdown. You'll see a little bit of that footage here. I cut most of the breakdown out, but there you go. In addition to the excursions, you can also just wander around town. You can get food, you can taste the local cuisine, you can experience the local shopping. There's always tchotchkes. Right at the dock, there are basically cruise-run ship, cruise-sponsored shops, and the prices for those are one thing, and they're very touristy, so they kind of grab you right there off the boat. If you kind of leave that port area, you get into the main town area. Mm-hmm. One, you're going to haggle and negotiate on your own, but the stuff that you'll run into is going to be a little bit less of the touristy stuff and maybe a little bit more of the local flavor.
Right, and it depends on what you want to do. Maybe you do something on your own away from the main area, port area, on one of the port days, and maybe the other port day you don't, because all the people from the ship tend to, well, a majority, I would say, would tend to hang out there at the port. It's just another way to get to know some of your fellow travelers in a different environment.
Right.
Maybe you've never seen them at the pool or the bar or at the restaurant, but here they are at the port.
Now, one caution that I will throw out is all of the ships dock at this port. So you may actually be fishing in the vanilla pool, but you're out at sea, you're in the middle of the Bahamas. Who knows?
But don't we all wear the little tags?
Of a way to tell, but just know that there are other people mixed in there. It may be a Disney cruise. During the day, there are pool parties, there are meet and greets, there's all kinds of activities that are constantly going on. And around the pool area, there are even vendors that are selling shirts, they're doing body painting, there's all kinds of fun, sexy things that you can do with all of your shipmates. And if you just want to hang out in the hot tub or go down the water slide, you can do that too.
Yes. The pool parties are usually really fun. They have specific times where they have events going on, like little competitions called the card wash, or it varies all the time. Some of them I can't get too explicit here about, but they're a lot of fun. And they have playmakers that are like getting the crowd going. And there's a DJ, there's music. And like Ed said, if you want to get out of some of the sun and some of the music and the excitement, you can do other things like the classes. There's a lot of free classes that we haven't talked about along with the meet and greets. And the itinerary is huge. You will get an itinerary every single day. And we highly recommend sitting down with a highlighter and figuring out which ones you want to go to.
So at night, you come back from your excursions, you're wandering around the ship. Some of the entertainment we had talked about earlier happens at night, but there's also drinking, dancing, there's nightclubs throughout the ship, and there's usually little jazz bars and blues clubs and things like that going on.
Yep.
So there's a way to sit there and have a conversation with people. There are meet and greets, which are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
There's speed dating, which is amazing, and it's a great experience to be able to meet people really quick. And why would you want to meet people and get to know them?
Well, because they have playrooms set up all over the ship. Recently, they've been doing a play area outside during the day. Now, it depends on what ship you're on, but the bigger ship, they have that available. I think they took over a tennis court or something, and they have very nice beds out there, and it's out in the sun and the wind and nature, and people can watch. It's you're kind of exposed. There's a fence around it because of, I think, tennis court, right?
Right. Can't have the balls blown around.
So if you're an exhibitionist and you like the sun and you want to do it outside, you could do that. Or you wait till the evening where they close in an area. It's
usually the solarium.
They have a solarium, and then they usually take over a conference room, and they call that like the BDSM room. And there may be one other room. Again, depends on the size of the ship. So usually they have two others and then the solarium.
Yeah.
So a lot of space to play, and that's nice. And I want to tell you, it is so clean. They have staff walking around cleaning a bed and changing the sheets after everyone gets up. They don't just rip the sheets off. They like clean the bed.
Yep. They swab the deck.
Yes. So... And they have water and towels for you. So it's really nice. There's curtains that you can pull over each bed if you want.
It's kind of subtle mood lighting.
Yes.
It's not like really bright. It's not too dark. It's a great opportunity. We wandered through the play areas pretty much every night that we were there. And we would run into people who we'd seen on the ship or were new to us and would introduce ourselves. And you know what? Things happen sometimes. You never know.
Exactly. I highly recommend spending some time in there. You can just walk around for a little bit before you want to find a bed of your own. You could sit there and, you know, watch people or maybe motion for someone to come on over. There is so much to do, and which is why we love it. We never feel trapped on this boat. We feel like we can build our own vacation. One of the times we went, we wanted to go to all the seminars and all the classes and all the meet and greets. The next time, all we wanted to do was hang out at the pool. It depends on what you want to do. You are in charge of your own vacation and how you want to do it. I love them. I can't say enough about them. Hey, have you heard? SDC is more than just a dating site. They have expert contributors and educators like us and from all around the world to guide you in everything from how to talk to your partner about swinging and the different kinds of open relationships.
You can also find out what you need to know before opening up your relationship, common swinger conflicts, and how to resolve them.
Have you ever wanted to know what a swingers club is like? How to meet other swingers? Find a unicorn? Be a hot wife? Well, you can find all that information as well and much, much more.
Check out SDC by clicking the link in the show notes and get your free 7-day membership.